Lesson 5. Sam, in Lesson 5, it looks like we've added a lot to our vocabulary. What is the purpose of Lesson 5?
Well, in Lesson 5, we expand our spelling families by taking the words we already know, the two-letter words we already know, and putting more consonants in front of those letters. For example, in the first family, as you can see, you've got add, had, dad, sad. Now we're getting tad because we're adding T and we're adding the M to add, and we get mad. Now if you look in the fourth column in the as, has family, you will see that WAS is in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because it has an irregular pronunciation. It is not pronounced as the other words in its spelling family. WAS is not was, it's was. As far as spelling goes, it's in that spelling family. And we put it in a box to indicate that it is pronounced differently. Now, the learner, the student, shouldn't have any problem learning that word because, as the student knows, there is no such word as was in English.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that makes it real easy to identify.
And most of the irregular spellings are that way, or the irregular pronunciations are just a matter of a slight change in the vowel sound.
And but they're so common to us.
That's it.
When we speak English that we don't even realize.
We don't even think of it.
Right.
Right.
Let's begin in Lesson 5. You'll notice that across the top to the word add, which we learned in Lesson 4, are all those first words we learned in Lesson 1. Am, an, as, at, acts. Let's read them now down the column in their spelling families. Add, had, dad, sad, tad, mad. And the next column. Am, ham, dam, sam. The next column. An, man, dan, tan. And continuing on, as, has, our irregular word, was. Let's do that one again. As, has, was. At, hat, sat, mat. And the last column, axe, tax, wax, max. At the bottom of Lesson 5, the words are arranged alphabetically according to their spelling. Let's begin in the A column. Add, am, an, as, at, axe. Dad, dam, dan. Had, ham, has, hat. Let's continue. Mad, man, mat, max. Sad, sat, sam. Tad, tan, tax. And the last two words, was, wax. Sam, is there anything else that the student should do at the end of Lesson 5? Should they practice writing again, or what would you suggest?
Yes, it's very important to practice writing these words so that they learn to spell them and become familiar with them, because the hand acquires knowledge by simply going over these words over and over again, and so they become much more easily recognizable by the student.
And as Sam just said, be sure to practice writing the words, but I want to remind you to stop the tape and see if you can read each word quickly and easily on your own. Then move on to Lesson 6.